everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost. Welcome. Come on and hang out with me today. Let's do some goofing around with the papers. I think today's a perfect day for that, like every day. And, there's my kitchen alarm. Hang on. Okay, dinner was rescued, and I am back. Yes, today I thought I'd show you how to make these two fun little tiny file folders. And they're kind of fun and kind of cute. And they are a little bit different from each other, and you might be able to find supplies around your house to make some of these. So let me give you a tour of the prototypes. And the first basic one that I made, actually made out of some index cards. And so index cards are a little thicker than regular paper, but really you can make these out of regular paper as well, or you can double up a page and glue stick it together if you don't have any index cards, or maybe use some thicker scrapbook paper, something like that. So the first one is made from index cards. And let me give you a little tour. All right, here she is, all adorable. Put a little word adornment there, wishes. And she is secured with washi tape on the bottom. I paper clipped her closed. There's a couple different ways that you can do this one, and I'll show you. And I also decorated the back. Something very simple. This could be... Let's see. Well, can you see? Let me back up a little bit. Okay. There we go. You could put this on a journal page. That might look kind of cute. Maybe here, something like that. Or on the side of a page, something like that. And that's kind of cute too. All right, so you have options. You could also tuck it into a pocket. Yeah, there we go. It's in a pocket. Look at that. Fascinating, huh? Okay, so... here she is, little baby. She's not very big, but probably one of the hardest things to make with the tiny file folders that we make ourselves for journals is the tab part at the top. And I'm using a couple things that I thought made life a little bit easier trying to do that, and I'll show you how I do that. It's no big secret, but it might make your life a little easier. So what I did inside of this one is
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This opens up fully, but I just tucked some stickers in here, and I thought that might be nice to find in a journal, if maybe give some folks some ideas of little things that they can play with in the journal themselves. You could also glue here and here and seal this and make it a little pocket, as opposed to an opening file folder. This, it would turn it into a pocket, and it would secure the items inside. So if I was going to store this in a journal, if there were loose items, I would probably put it like this so they don't all tumble out on the person. But if you glued the sides, then you could, clip it to the side of the page and it wouldn't fall out. Get that. Okay, so there's this little guy. And then little prototype number two is a little more elaborate. Nothing difficult. This is made out of a file folder. Okay, and I just used some... I wanted it to have a bit of a grunge peel. Well, actually, when I started stamping... everything smeared and smudged, and it made its own self a grunge appeal. So I just went with it. So I wanted this to look like something that you found in the bottom of a file drawer in a dollhouse or in a mouse house or something like that, obviously. But something that had been around the block, you know what I mean? It had some serious wear and tear on it. So here's the front, and the front, or here's one side. It has some stamps of timestamps and some, I guess these would be like address book stamps or something. And it opens up, and then to-dos, I guess you could write your to-dos on the top. And then down below, I just developed this little pocket, and I tucked in here some tickets and more tickets. And what else did I stick in here? Just like a whole random flock of stuff. And birdies, flowers. Here's a Victorian... calling card, music lessons for the night. I mean, lots of things that this person might have to do, and they have a place to store their little things. So that was sort of fun and multi-purpose. But then again, if you close it up and then you turn it over. On the back side, I thought, well, let me try the little pocket idea on the back. So I just added an extra piece on the back. And then inside here, I tucked a little handwritten note. This is a DigiKit thing from 1916. Anyway, it's a little letter from that somebody wrote a long time ago. And I thought I would just tuck that in here because it just fit perfectly. So there you go. So that's kind of a two-sided gizmo, very easy to do. And I just thought we'd make these together today. How fun is that? They're adorable. All right, let's do this. Okay, let's make the index card one first. And this one is pretty simple. Okay, so here's my million-dollar ticket to making this easier. I came across these in thrift stores. They're index card file dividers. And they just had a bunch of these in the stationery section. And I pick them up whenever I see them because they're nice, thicker cardstock. And they have the smaller tabs, whereas, you know, like if you get a big manila folder, it's got the big tab, and that's not going to really help you on a mini journal. Now, yes, there are tab punches and stuff like that that you can use, and that's perfectly fine, but this is an alternative. Let's just say you want to follow a template. So here I have a little template. I could either do the small or the medium. So small or medium here, I have choices. Now, another thing you could do also is you could take two of these and secure them together, and then you would have something that looks like a file folder. Same thing with two of these, and just, you know, use these instead. But if you don't maybe have a lot of these, or maybe only have one or something, I don't know why you don't only have one. That doesn't make any sense. So you just found a collection of them in the thrift store, but you only have one. All right, well, let's just pretend. Let's make one. We're going to make one from a file folder later. Getting myself back on track here. And here is some index cards. Okay. So what I did was nothing more than, what did I use? The small one? Yeah, I think I used the small one on here. So let's do what I did. I just put this down. And let me go closer so you can see and angle it better. And it would be nice if I was entirely in the shot on this one, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay. So I'm using this as a template. Nothing fancy. Putting my index card down. Putting this here. Making it flush with this edge so I know I'm straight. Grabbing my pencil. A pencil? Can you see? Well, a little closer. Huh? Let me back you up a little bit. Okay. Yeah. All right, there we go. Yeah, putting glasses on so I can see what on earth I'm doing. And make sure that's nice and flush. That's important. And just doing this. Yep, just doing that. No biggie. Right? Okay. Woof, done. All right. Sweating with the oldies there. All right, let me back up a little bit so you can watch me do this. All right, so this is my least favorite thing in the world to do. I am now going to fussy cut. But there's not much involved here, so it's okay. It's not the worst thing in the world. All right, so I'm going to fussy cut with a straight line. Oh, I already missed the line. See that? Okay, fussy, cutting up to where the curve happens with my big scissors. Then I'm going to switch over. I should zoom in on this so you can see. You can watch me struggle. Now I'm going to zoom over. I'm going to switch to my little tiny fussy cutting scissors, I guess these are. And if you're looking for any tools or supplies, they're in my links down below. Welcome to all new subbies. Hello. Hello, everybody there. And welcome to everybody who's been here a while. You guys are awesome. Thanks for hanging out. I love that we do stuff together on a regular basis, kind of like meeting at the, you know, the craft circle or something like that down in the local neighborhood. That's kind of nice. Makes me feel like I got some company while I'm crafting away here. And it's kind of funny, you know, like I'm talking to you now, but you're not really here right now. But then when you're watching me, I'm not really there, but it's like we're all together. And that's kind of nice, especially in these days with this weird COVID stuff. My goodness. Oops. Okay. No, apparently I'm doing that, which is probably all wrong, but I did it. Okay. So that wasn't so hard and not so bad at all. Am I focusing? Can't tell. Okay. So there, one down. Now, you can choose whether to... Now, the way I constructed this, the bigger lip with the tab is in the back, okay? And now, the nice thing about when you do the template... Where's my template? It's gone. You can choose where you want it. You could have drawn it here. You could put it in the middle. You could put it over here. So you could actually make different... You can make like a little stack of these and have them stagger That would be kind of cute too, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, so this one, as you can see, is more in the middle. Doesn't make a hoot bit of difference for this one, but that's what it is. So now I'm going to make the bottom piece. And if you notice, this bottom piece is not as tall as the back piece. So I need to slice off a chunk. And so I'm just going to like eyeball exactly how far down, maybe here where this line is, would be good. And I found my ruler. I know you were worried I couldn't find my ruler ever again, but yep, I found it. And guess what? Yet again, it was right where I left it. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in this craft room. And apparently I'm one of them because I run around and move stuff and hide it from myself on a daily basis. Can you see? Hang on. All you got to do is say something. If you can't see, just tell me to readjust. I'll hear you and I will readjust. And I'm trying to be much more mindful of checking because I know how frustrating it is when someone goes off screen, like, oh, I can't see. That's the part I really need to see. Okay, so there we go. All right, so I'm lining it up on that line. Okay, and I'm cutting. Yes, yes, I am with my craft knife. And I'm retracting. I'm putting over there. Okay, so now I have this. And now I have this. You can choose to keep the lines on the outside or you can choose to put the lines on the inside. And I think I'm going to put the lines on the inside. And but first I'm going to do some rounding. And I have this little guy. He's just a basically a single page paper rounder. And these are handy if your papers are not too thick. And I got the El Cheapo index cards from the Dollar Tree. So they're almost as thin as regular paper, maybe just a smidge thicker than regular paper. Remember when index cards used to be thick and sturdy and, you know, you could use them like Frisbees, but not anymore. Boy, they're paper thin. But either way, they will get the job done and that's fine. And, you know, sometimes thin is an advantage in journal making, especially if you're a little overstuffer like me, where, you know, space is at a premium. Okay, so now we have our basics and now we're just going to turn it backside. So this is what's going to be on the outside. And I am going to very fancifully, it's funny how these are not exactly the same color or the same width, but apparently they must be from two different, I did it again, see that? They must be from two different packs of index cards. Oh well, we're just going to roll with it. I think it's pretty darn close. And I'm just going to grab some washi tape, and I have this random washi tape. You can get washi tape everywhere. It's ubiquitous, and I think Etsy has some really good pretty washi tapes, and you can probably get them on eBay and Amazon and, you know, other places like that. And I might have some in my store. I'm not sure. Maybe some cool ones. If I'm not, I'll try and put some cool ones in. Because every once in a while you find, like, journal kind of cool ones, you know? All right, here we go. And I'm trying, yeah, that was good. All right, I'm going to give you a tip too. When you're using the washi tape, and if you've been crafting, you probably already know this, but washi tape is low tack tape. So this particular craft project is not going to have a lot of wear and tear on it, but it will be an open and closing type fold. So you may want to just run, look at that. You may want to just run it over your glue stick to give it a little extra oomph-a-roo, you know what I mean? So it'll stick for you. So we're gonna do that. Just that. Here we go. Boom, ba-doom. Highly technical. Yep. Extra courses required for that one. All right. Now we got some serious glue on here. This baby's not going anywhere. All right. Now we're gonna do this again. We're gonna measure this up. Well, we're gonna line it up, and then we're gonna hold our breath and hope the wind doesn't blow, and we can just get this down on there. Oh, kind of halfway even. All right, not even close. Not even close to midway, but we're going to roll with it. That's what we got. Yeah. And okay, so I'm going to fold. All right, and now I'm going to trim. Okay, trimming. Trim. And trim. Trim. Okay. And next we're going to advance to the next serious stage of this operation. We are going to ink. We're gonna ink like nobody's business. This is vintage photo. And I had to spritz my vintage photo this morning with a little water to reactivate it. If you're finding that your ink pads aren't working that well, then either spritz them with a little water or a little water and glycerin to reawaken the ink in there. The glycerin works like a humectant. It draws water moisture to it. And I should probably back up a little bit. Let's see, okay, there we go. And, honestly, there's a lot of ink in these inkers, but if you do actually run out of ink, then you may need to re-ink it with a re-inker, which can be purchased, and you can save some money as opposed to buying a new ink pad all the time. Rarely do the actual ink pads actually wear out unless you're really aggressive with them, but it's still an absorbative surface, so there's going to be some, even if it's all roughed up, there's still going to be ink in there. So the first thing is to try wetting your ink pad. Next thing, try wetting your dauber a little bit too, because sometimes you don't even have to wet your ink pad. You can just spritz your dauber, and you'll find that reactivates all the ink on that's dried on your dauber, and there's quite a bit of ink on there too. So that's just some fun facts from the trenches. What the hey? You got to share some fun facts every once in a while. All right, I got to do something. I got to tell you something while I'm inking. Okay, here we go. Now, I would recommend doing the inside as well because they're going to peek inside. And this inking, of course, is optional, not mandatory, just kind of a fun thing to do. And yes, I will one day pull out all my other million colors of ink and use those too. Maybe I'll do that on the next one. I just forgot about it this time, actually. And I always recommend doing the inner fold because it just makes it look sort of cool, kind of vintage-y that way. And I don't really worry if I get little ink daubs everywhere. To me, that just adds to the character. Yeah. And again, thank you, Jessica, for that word. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, we're all inked up. Okay. Oh, okay, okay, stop yakking and get creating. Okay, I need a word. I need a word. Let's put a word on this puppy. Okay, so that's going to be outside. That's my inside. Give me a word. Give me any word. What do I got? What do I got? Okay, I got this word. I've got... Here, I got something here. I need a little word. Let's do ideas. There's a little word. Okay, I'm just going to tear off this, ideas. Okay, I'm going to put ideas up there. I'm going to make that a little smaller. And you could write the word. You could not write a word. You could put numbers up there. You could just put color up there. You could color code things. That would be kind of cool, too. And... you could also color this little backdrop so this pops more. But I think I'm just going to ink this up, giving it a little oomph-a-roo, and slap her down. Yep. And we're cruising. These really don't take long to make. I'm making this much more dramatic than it is. Okay, and there we go. All right, so now we have that. And we have a writing space inside with lines already, and it folds. Now you can totally be done with that, or you could get excited and move on further. I might have to make this into two videos. Good grief, no, that cannot be. All right. Okay, so now I just decided to stencil the outside of this one because I thought that looked sort of pretty. So I think I took this stencil, something I just randomly bought on eBay. I just went to stencils, and I went to lowest price first, and then I just shopped. Honestly, I just shopped. every good shopper does. I just went in there and shopped like nobody's business and just bought a bunch of stuff. And that's how I got them. Yeah, really, no secret. I don't think I've really bought stencils elsewhere. One time I went and did buy, I did buy fancy stencils once, my tree stencils, that branchy tree thing. Because I really wanted a branchy tree thing and I couldn't find it in the El Cheapo section. So I had to spend the big bucks. I get a lot of use out of that branchy tree thing because I like nature and nature designs and things like that. So I feel that was a good purchase for Mama Bear here. I've changed colors here. I really didn't think about that. I just like to use two colors sometimes. And there's no right or wrong way to stencil, really. Almost, you know... No matter what you do, it comes out looking good, which is kind of cool with stencils. If it's just a diffuse pattern, it's not a really super precise pattern or anything like that where you have to get it exactly. Let's try that. Maybe a little more blue. A little more blue on there. No idea what I'm doing. But I'm just basically filling up the white space. And just giving it a little bit of pizzazz. Okay, so that one's pretty much done. Let's move on to the next one. I think I can get these done in... Oh, whoop, lost my dauber. I can get this done in... That's all it is. And I just used a paper clip to clip it together. You don't need to use a paper clip, but that's something you could do. Or you could glue the back to your page, and this could just be an open drop-down flip or a side flip or something like that as well. Okay, so where's our other guy? Where'd he go? He's gone. Yep. Totally gone. I don't know where he could go. Okay, there he is. Here he is. All right, here's this guy. This guy is made from a file folder. So let's grab what's left of our file folder. This was a very big file folder that I had. And so I used the natural fold in the file folder, but you don't need to do that because you could just make a fold. So one file folder will give you many crafts. So let's just see basically how big this guy was. He was about that big. Okay, that's fine. And I think I used this one again. Maybe I'll use this one this time because I haven't used this one. So first of all, my file folder is folded. I'm going to put this in the corner, and I don't know if I want it that tall. Maybe I want to back it off a bit. So I may drag it down, get me pencil, and draw my line. Now remember, you can change where the tab is just by sliding it left or right. Okay, and now I'm going to cut this out. And with the grand skill of a master cutter, I'm going to hope I go straight. Okay, here we go. All right, and I'm going to round the corners later, so I don't have to worry about those right now. I'm just going to go close here. Oh, I should probably zoom in so you can see my exciting handiwork here as I struggle again. Actually, sometimes fussy cutting is fun. It's not always tough. It's just I'm not that exact, so that's my thing. Or my eyes are going or something. All right, I swear I'm cutting on the line, and then I look, and it's not on the line. No, it's elsewhere. okay, there we go. Yeah, I watched that show Dispatches from Elsewhere. I think it's on Netflix. It was kind of interesting. I think I was just fascinated by the name. So when I made my digi kits recently, I made some tickets, and they're from other countries, so I called it Tickets from Elsewhere. Yeah, I thought that was really kind of mysterious of me. Yeah. All right, so there we go. So now I've got that. Now the problem is I've got two of those, which is I don't really need two of those, so I need to adjust one. So what I did was I lowered the front one. Okay, so I will now go forth and lower the front one. And I'm going to use the age-old technique of using my craft mat. You just got to cut it off, basically. But I want to make sure it's lined up straight. That's the most important thing. Okay. Are you seeing? Okay. I'm just going to cut it off, like, say, checking that distance is the same as there. Coming in with the craft knife. All right. I'm surprised I can see anything on this mat anymore. It's a well-loved mat. Okay. I'm cutting. Being very careful, pushing down, angled a little bit towards the ruler, but holding the ruler very firmly, going slowly, never taking my eye off the blade, and retracting. Yep, there we go. And now we have that. Okay, isn't that exciting? All right, so now I'm going to attempt to cut this with my little single guy here. And it doesn't work too bad, honestly. This is about as thick as I would go, a file folder paper with this single sheet cutter. Oops, no. Oh, big problem. Yep, okay. Get that off. Okay, try again. Go back in. And, I know I'm running into trouble with the tab, but if I put the tab part above it, you can get in there. There. And now, due to my fabulous evenness, I'm going to come in and just rehone that a little bit. Okay. Better? Yeah. Well, it's still kind of squarey shaped there. That's the hardest part. Those little turned rounded edges. Okay, there. Not bad. Not bad at all. I think we could pass that in a pinch. Okay, so what did we do? We did a flapperoo. Okay, so I took a Sharpie pen, number 8, I think, somewhere. Number 8? I don't know. I don't know. It looks like this. It's very tiny. And I drew some lines. Yes, I did. So let's draw the lines. Okay. Here we go. And I'm not too particular with the lines being absolutely perfect, absolutely equidistant from each other. Checking to see if you can see. Not bad. Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. And let me just get these on here. But I like the idea of hand-drawn lines for some reason. I don't know. I'm just sort of fascinated by it lately. The more hand-done stuff, the more I like it. Yeah. I mean, yep, I still do some stuff that's not handmade. Like sometimes I use stickers and stuff like that. But there's a lot of fun in the handmade stuff, you know. Whenever I would see pre-made embellishments at Tuesday morning and stuff, and I would say to myself, gosh, these are so cute, but doesn't that steal the joy? I mean, isn't the fun making the embellishments? And I guess, you know, it just depends on how you feel that day. Sometimes you like making embellishments, and other days you just, you don't want to be making them all the time, but you want to be constructing the journal and maybe getting it done, and you want some pretty pieces to put in there. So that's where those kind of come in handy. All right, so now we need another little word, and let's pick a, we could do a longer word. How about thoughts? A good word. Thoughts. Yeah. What are your thoughts? What thoughts have you gathered today? What are you thinking about today, huh? You can put all your thoughts in this little thought manila folder. Mm-hmm. You didn't think there was a place to put your thoughts? Well, we have one now. And really, you can tear words out of a book. You can write them. You know, I think I said that, but you know what I mean. You have options. You always have options as a crafter. All right. So now we're looking similar. And I made a little pockety poo. Well, let's go back to file folder and just cut a chunk. All I need is a piece. All right. Well, we'll just cut you off since you're here. You're here. You're right here. All right. You're much smaller. Woo! Okay. Things are running amok. What time-wise? Oh, let me back up a little bit so you can see what I'm doing. Can I bring you in closer? Okay, we can do this. All right, stay focused, Pam. Measure. Okay, so what? I'm going to get my handy-dandy pencil. I'm going to say I want you probably like... I'm going to cut you off. Yeah, from there. That looks good. And then maybe to there. Okay, let's do that. All right, do-do-do. Ruler. Ruler. Okay, let's line you up. Yeah, I feel like maybe you should be a little longer than that. You're kind of small. All right. Yeah. All right, we'll go there. That looks pretty good. All right, cut. And that looks even. Yeah, that's pretty even. There we go. That's evener, better. All right, here we go. Okay, done. And now we got to narrow it up. So we're basically just cutting out a little pocket. Very easy. Okay, we got that. All right, there we go. Now we're going to, that one had a little divot in it. Isn't that cute? How come I don't have that? I have no idea how that happened before. You know what? Maybe it came off on that piece that I cut off. Which is where? Nobody knows. Gone. Yep, totally gone. Oh, we can't gone far. Oh, well. So this is the other side. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to use this as a template and see if I can make one. All right, let me try that. This is the piece I cut off of the other one. All right. There we go. All right, you just stay right there. Don't move. Because I am drawing... Oh, my, you moved. Template. Okay. There we go. And I didn't retract. Who? You didn't catch me. I'm watching you. Okay. Next time, maybe you'll get it. Make sure I retract my craft knife. Be a disaster. You don't want it to, like, fall off on the dog or cat or something, you know, or stab yourself while you're crafting. Then you'll be injured and you won't be able to craft well, and that will be awful. Just awful. All right, here we go. And around in that little corner... Maybe come back in here around that little corner. And let's say, you know, the gods were not with you and you didn't really put it in the middle. Let me turn it over. Yeah. You could always nip off an edge. But I think it's actually okay. So if this is narrower than this, you could just cut a little piece off there. But I think I'm going to leave it as is. Now we need to ink. Okay, we're inking. What did I use? I used black primarily on this, and that's where I lost my black dauber. Yep, there it is, on the floor. I got it. Hang on. Don't worry. Okay, I got it. All right. We're going to town. I'm using black soot. Let's do this. Ink like nobody's business. Here we go. Inking. And this is a new one, and it is very juicy, shall we say. Very juicy, yes. And we're going to go around ink this pup up. Yep. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay. Cheater inking. Yeah. Okay, that's cheater inking. There we go. Cheater inking for time's sake. Cheater inking for time's sake. Okay. Yeah, got that going. All right, good. On the back. Oh, it was just cheater inking. Okay, cheater inking. Yep. 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 It's not really cheating. It's just an alternative technique. All right, I'm just going to do that a little bit because I felt like it. All right, I'm going to soften the edges a little bit there. Okay. Okay. Good for now. All right, let's grab the brown. Get in there with some brown. All right, so we... Okay. Yep. Oh, okay, so what I did was I went back and forth with the brown and just knocked back the vanilla a little bit just to make it look a little bit more worn. And then I took this and I also ran around and I double inked it so it had brown and black on it to give it more of a distressed look. And I decided to like try and make it darker so it would pop out a little bit more from the vanilla here. And the brown does okay, but you really almost have to come back in with the black and super duper it. Yeah, so now I'm super dupering it. This is officially the super duper inking technique. And I am really getting where it would have been thumbed right there. Okay, so now we're going to pop. Yeah, okay, that's how it's done. That's how it's done. Now we're going to get our art glitter glue, wet white glue with a little nice metal tip. You got to order, like make sure yours comes with the little metal tip. I think the 2 and 4 ounce automatically come with it, but you can buy it separately as well. You need to buy make sure you buy one that has this black piece with the pointy on it. Not all of them do. Some just have the plain cap, like just that. But you need the pointy so this will stick on it. Yeah, there you go. And let's put this on. There we go. Trying for center. And we're good. Oh my gosh, 31. We got to move. All right, what else did we do here? We put some things in there. Here. Here's some things. All right, and then let's flip over to the back. And we got to do some stamping. So let's do some stamping. All right, so we put this here. Yep, we did. And then we used Inspire. So maybe on this one, we'll put Spirit. That's very nice. And on this one, maybe I'll just do something different. I've got a number stamp here. So I think this is just like random numbers or something. Yeah, this is kind of cool. But this is sort of like office-y looking stuff. So you might have numbers. Well, we'll just put them upside down and right side up and call it a day. There we go. And I also put some brown here. So if you found this interesting, please like, subscribe, and share. And I will just yap my way through this as we're rounding up here. And I need a word. I need a word. Do I have to-dos? I don't think so. Yeah, all my links are down below the videos. Videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays at 7 a.m. Podcast Tuesdays and Thursdays. And join up for the newsletter. It's monthly and emailed and it's free. The podcasts are free. And my vintage digital kits are available in my Etsy shop. And every once in a while, I toss in some journals for sale. They're all different kinds. You're going to see lots of things in there between now and Christmas. And so that's pretty much it. So let me just quickly get this on here and then I will show you our dunsies. Okay, dunsies. And then we have these. So I hope you like that. I hope you had fun. And make sure that, come and join the Facebook group. We're having a lot of fun over there doing weekly and monthly challenges. Or you can just lurk and hang out and ask questions. And everything's about junk journaling and creating things for junk journals. And all my links to tools and supplies are down below. Please click the notification bell if you had fun here. And take care, everyone. And remember, create with reckless abandon. Fun can be simple. Bye-bye.